This Christmas, the Extreme Home Makeover crew unveils the ultimate surprise to a struggling single mom. Melanie, we heard you were selling plasma to feed your 7 kids. So we're going to give you a home.
A what? Oh my God. I can't thank you enough.
Not just any home, Melanie. A 2-story home with a wraparound porch and even a white picket fence.
This is... I don't know what to say.
And because it's Christmas, it's made entirely of gingerbread.
Wait, what?
And gumdrops, and even icing.
Icing?
In fact, here it is!
Thank you?
You're welcome, Melanie. Merry Christmas from the crew of Extreme Home Makeover. Gingerbread edition.
Okay, kids. Back to the plasma center.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
The radio program you're currently listening to is both lowbrow and esoteric at the same time.
It's just two guys making out. Relax.
So, another Jack Glaze salmon and anything for you.
Wait, what is Jack Glaze?
It's our special sauce that we put on the salmon. It's molasses and honey and Jack Daniels.
It has alcohol in it? No, he doesn't drink.
Oh, don't worry. The alcohol cooks down with the fish.
But what if you get the sauce on the side and it isn't cooked with the fish?
That would explain why we have so many drunk kids here.
Unfortunately... something horrible happened. I don't think it's anybody's fault. It's just one of those things. It's an accident for a reason.
That is so stupid.
Getting drunk in the morning. Who are you, Kathy Lee Gifford?
We may not hook up with women, but we really understand women.
Guess what day it is?
It's Friday.
But this is a special day.
How so?
Friday the 13th?
Friday the 13th.
I don't know. 13 is a very unlucky number.
Isn't that Friday the 13th?
I can't believe you're still so superstitious.
Me? Superstitious? Nonsense.
Oh, superstitious nonsense.
And I come from a very superstitious household.
But I don't believe in that stuff.
Showtime!
Yeah, it is. The Mike Show. So happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa, how do you get our live show and our featured channel on the Alexa device, you ask? Well, really simple. You just say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill. Just enable the skill. You do that one time. And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. It's so easy. Even our podcast, that's even easier to get. So we take the live show that we do Monday through Friday from 8 to 11, and we repack that show into a full-length podcast. So you can go back and you can listen to it anytime you want. You can get that on Alexa just simply by saying, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast. And she will. You can also search the Mike Show VA on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, RSS.com. Even go to our website, radio434.com, and click on the Mike Show channel, and you'll find the link to the podcast, and you can even watch us on Facebook Live. So I'm saying this, and we open up the show this way, and it occurred to me after 3-4-some years of doing this show this way that maybe we're being kind of redundant in explaining all the different ways that you can get the show. But some people are watching the show on Facebook Live. It just pops up in their feed. Maybe they don't know that Radio 434 is a live 24/7 channel. It's on 365 days of the year and 366, you know, whenever we have a leap year. It's even on Friday the 13th. Yeah. So we got that. And we had other channels. We are whittling things down to our main feature channel, and then we'll start backfilling and adding more content. Well, this is all in anticipation of our 10-year anniversary, which is in 2025. It's actually in April 2025. But we're going to be celebrating all next year, the year of celebration, the year of, our 10-year anniversary year. So all of 2025, we're going to be doing stuff and things and, you know, all kinds of events and festivals. We're going to be hosting live concert events and we have a brand new app that we're going to be launching in 2025. Thank God. Yep. And it's going to feature... It's going to feature our main channel, but you can also access the live show from there. You can access the podcasts from there. You can even watch our videos. Like from last night, we were at Three Roads, and we had the Mic'd Up pop-up concert series. That was there. We had Greta Elise, who was just absolutely positively delightful. She was just an incredible talent. I had so many people coming up and saying, who is this? Who's this person? Where do you find these people? Well, you know, we have our ways. We're kind of connected, if you know what I mean. Here, wait, let's see if I can share this screen. No, but I mean, you know, we meet people, we talk to people, we hear about artists that are playing out places, and you know, that's our business. But anyway, Greta Elise, if you want to go back and watch the videos, we have two sets from last night, just absolutely delightful. Check it out. And so anyway, back to the point. We're gonna have all of our content in one place on the brand new app coming in 2025. So all of our videos, test drive interviews, all of our Mic'd Up pop-up concert series, and then we've got a bunch of new video and audio series that we're going to be doing in 2025, and that'll be available on the app as well, right along with the live channel, Radio 434. So check it out. If you haven't, if you're watching us on Facebook Live and you're like, oh, I thought Mike just did the show on Facebook Live. No, there's so many different ways that you can connect with the program. All right, coming up on today's show, of course, we have five random facts, and we're going to have a visit from the folks from Lynchburg Community Market. We are going to get really, really smart. We're going to get even smarter because we've got nerd news. It's this weekend science. It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very, very afraid, because I need a music change for this. How quickly can I do it? There's the music change, and boom. Yeah. All right. UFOs. If Friday the 13th isn't scary enough, there were UFOs spotted. Four pilots reported mysterious lights moving at extreme speeds in Oregon. And we have the full audio from the pilots talking to the tower. And there are four different sets of pilots that are talking about these mysterious lights. And at one point, the tower folks instructed the pilots to maneuver as necessary to avoid the UFO out there. They called it a UFO. So we're going to talk about this again, Friday the 13th, man, oh man. And we've got the story and everything that goes with it. All right, let's go back to the other music bed. Yeah, because we'll end up getting flagged on this one. All right. And, we're going to talk about riding the bus, all right? It can be a convenient, cheap way of commuting, but like anything else, it can come with headaches. So we've got a poll here of why people hate it, what they hate about it. And then, on the flip side, we've got our top list, top reasons it may be better to travel by bus. Who knows? All right, that and so much more. On this edition of the Mike Show, this portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at
at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy. Taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
This is Santa Claus. I suppose you saw that story about the consulting firm in Sweden that said when I fly around the world on Christmas Eve, I spend 34 microseconds at each home and travel at a speed of over 3,600 miles per hour. It sounds amazing even to me. Well, there is a problem with the report. You see, when the news got out, well, the phone rings and it's my insurance agent. He's a great guy. Nice family. Kid wants some kind of a lead-filled toy. Anyway, turns out he's got to cancel my insurance because I'm traveling too fast for the actuarial tables. Oh, and my wife overhears the call and starts in on how she didn't know I traveled that fast and blah, 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 blah. That took all morning. And tell the truth, I don't think she's let go of it yet. Then it turns out that the Pentagon doesn't have anything nearly as fast as me in the sleigh. So now I find out the CIA has infiltrated my L's. But the worst part, I can't even give the numbskulls in Sweden who caused me all this trouble a lump of coal. Global warming and all that. Man, I'll be glad when it's golf season again. Merry, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, whatever. The Mike Show. Hi there. So happy you could join us on the Finally Friday edition. It's the Friday the 13th edition of the show. So what if Santa had to travel by bus? All right. A new poll asked thousands of bus travelers worldwide to rank the things that annoy them the most that other riders do. And the number one response was playing music too loud. Participating in a sexual activity.
Nice beaver.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Sorry.
I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
Yeah. What was the other one? Followed by having poor personal hygiene. Now, those are global rankings, by the way. In America, the most annoying thing is poor personal hygiene, then playing music too loud, followed by smoking or vaping, talking loudly, and then the fifth most annoying thing is the sexual activity.
Ask your doctor if your heart is healthy enough for sex.
I will. Other annoyances further down the ranking include passing gas or burping, leaving trash around their seat, arguing with other passengers, and reclining the seat without asking the person behind them first. Okay, so that brings us to our top list. Sure, going Greyhound means dealing with passengers who may listen to music too loud or burp or participate in sexual activity. But we still prefer it to many other forms of travel. Well, we'll explain with today's list, our top list today, top reasons it may be better to travel by bus. Here we go, number one. Samuel L. Jackson never complained about snakes on a bus. Yep. Top reasons it may be better to travel by bus. First class on a bus is simply having most of your teeth. By the time you count the neck tattoos on the passenger in front of you, you're at your destination. Top reasons it may be better to travel by bus. Sure, there's no beverage cart, but the driver might let you drink his beer. Top reasons it may be better to travel by bus. The guy next to you on the bus can't force conversation when he's too busy overdosing. Oh man, that was horrible, writers. Top reasons it's better to maybe better to travel by bus. When was the last time a bus disappeared over the Indian Ocean? Top reasons it may be better to travel by bus. No, let's skip that one. You don't have to sneak into the lavatory for relations. It's a bus. Bang wherever you want. There you go. The Mike Show. Oh, man.
Or you can
automobile.
Travel by that. Yeah. But we recommend traveling by plane if you're going anywhere. Well, maybe not to the store, but if you're traveling this holiday season, you are definitely going to want to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere, we're ready when you're ready.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com. KHF.
This is not headline news. Today is Friday the 13th. Don't worry, today is no more dangerous than any other day, unless you're a healthcare CEO. Elon Musk is now worth $400 billion. Experts call it the best proof yet that you can't buy a personality. Meta had a technical issue that led to widespread outages of Instagram and Facebook. Luckily, they were able to fix it before people had to actually talk to each other. And a new AI death clock predicts the day your life will end. Or if you're married, the day your life will end again. This is not headline news.
All right, so it is Friday the 13th. And listen to this. Hopefully we don't get flagged because of playing the X-Files theme. But anyway, serious question. Are aliens about to invade Earth? All right, for a month now, people in New Jersey have been reporting large car-sized drones in the night sky. We told you about this yesterday. And there's all sorts of speculation about what they are. Some think they're just larger than normal drones being operated from the ground or by pilots. Others think a foreign government may be using them to spy on us. And, of course, little green men haven't been ruled out either. Some think aliens could even be disguising themselves using drones. Who knows? A lot of the videos are being posted, and most of them, or a lot of them, are just planes or helicopters. But some of the footage has people obsessed. Like this video that's going viral. Folks are convinced something weird is going down. Even Senator Richard Blumenthal suggested yesterday that the military might want to start shooting them down at some point. Experts are urging the public, don't try that. National Security Advisor John Kirby downplayed it at the White House briefing yesterday, saying there's no evidence that whatever people are seeing poses a threat to the public or to national security. But the FBI is still investigating. Meanwhile, on the other side of the country, this happened in Oregon, near Eugene, Oregon. At least four pilots reported UFOs in the sky near Eugene on Saturday night. There's audio of one of the pilots saying, The objects were moving at extreme speeds, going up and down in a corkscrew pattern. Then air traffic control gives him permission to, quote, maneuver as necessary to avoid the UFOs out there. Here, we have the full audio of this, and we're going to play it. And I want to share this video up on the screen. Share screen. There we go. This is on X or Twitter. Here we go. Let's listen.
Is there any military activity out straight ahead of us?
No, we're not seeing anything. I had another one report at like 30,000 feet in the Eugene area. We're not sure what it is.
Yeah, there's lots of movement out there.
1596, yeah, they're looking into it.
We're seeing three or four targets. You know, they're all altitudes, up and down. It's pretty crazy. There was some at 30, probably. I mean, they're shooting way up. We'd say maybe up to the 50s, it looks like.
Is there traffic actually out about our 2 to 3
pilot.
O'clock? About, I don't know, 20, 30 miles?
No, is that the four different lights going up and down? I'm getting a few reports, but you're seeing it right in front of you now, too, as well?
It's 2 to 3 o'clock off, about 2 to 3 o'clock from our position. Looks about 20 miles going in circles.
Back one, Mammoth Fox said, yeah, we're not seeing anything, getting lots of different reports out there, some at 30, some all the way up to 50,000, about three or four different lights. Does it look like they're around your altitude now?
No, there's one way up high and one about my altitude, moving in like a circle, like a corkscrew pattern. All right, I'm visually have eyes on what looks like an aircraft strobe that's at my 2 o'clock and 22 miles at my altitude. I'm actually showing him on TCAS. Do you see that one?
I do not.
He looks like he's moving towards, it looks like it's moving towards the north. Like I said, 22 and a half miles off my right wing. Just had another one show up about my 1 o'clock, about 1,000 feet high, zipping towards us and then back out towards the ocean. It's red in color.
Santa.
Moving at extreme speeds. I don't even know how to describe how fast he's moving. 661 on the Fox.
Medical Name Fox, Roger. You are cleared to maneuver as necessary, left to right, to avoid the UFO out there.
It's weird. It's a red circular shape, and it keeps zipping out towards the ocean and then coming back in about, I don't know, 20 miles or closer to us. And then zips back out of the ocean and we can't see it.
Okay, so wasn't that where Close Encounters of the Third Kind was filmed in Oregon? I don't know. Oh, we'll look into that. Oh, maybe Montana. Okay. Was it Montana? Anyway. So weird, wacky stuff going on. Let me see. Is there more to the story? Yes. One expert thinks that incident... was just Starlink satellites reflecting light. It's called satellite flare. It's fooled pilots before, but not everybody's convinced. Come on, you've got four different pilots, at least four different pilots, that are talking to the tower on this, and the tower is seeing these. In one instance, the pilot themselves had it on their radar. The most likely scenario is... there is some sort of explanation that may not be otherworldly, but nobody's been able to say for sure, so we will keep you posted. Spooky stuff. Yeah. All right. Coming up, we're going to get really, really smart with your five random facts. We're going to get even smarter with Nerd News this weekend. Science! It's just science. Don't be afraid, or be very afraid. That is all coming up. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by Jersey Mike's Subs.
At Jersey Mike's, they slice your order fresh right in front of you. And let me tell you, watching that can send a rush of emotions through a person. Excitement, impatience, baby-like wonder, indecisive, anticipatory chewing, nervous pacing, happy claps, and finally, jealousy, because that's this guy's sub. I should order one. Good idea.
Sliced right in front of you. It's a Jersey Mike's thing. A sub above. Hi, I'm Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg. Our website seeks to magnify, equip, and connect our local nonprofit community. You can find ways to donate, volunteer, shop for, or attend events for over 180 organizations. For more information, please visit our website, sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
Yep, that time of the day we cram your head full of usable information. And you get to tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, somebody in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
I feel like you add a wow every time.
That is 17 seconds of wow, my friend, just for you. All right, here we go. Number one, if someone says you are eating like a whale, don't worry, they're totally exaggerating. The blue whale can eat over 20 million calories a day. That's on average. It's probably a lot more over the holidays.
So I'll feel a little bit less bad about myself at the buffet next time.
I'm not going to feel bad at all. Number two, violent crime rates in the U.S. have fallen by a quarter over the past two decades since their high in the early 1990s. Number three, until kale became trendy in the last decade, the biggest buyer of kale in the U.S. was Pizza Hut. Not to feed people. Yeah, not to feed people, but to use as decorations on their salad bar.
On their salad bar? No.
Nice.
This is actually golden.
It is. Number four. I think that's going to be the name of today's episode on the podcast, on the salad bowl.
On the salad
bowl. Or on the salad bar, rather. And let's get a little bit of music in here. Boom, there we go. Number four, Bill Nye, the science guy, doesn't have any degrees in any of the traditional sciences.
Fraud, man.
He graduated from...
Just Bill Nye, the guy.
Yeah, Bill Nye, the guy. He graduated from Cornell University in 1977 with a degree in mechanical engineering. Nothing wrong with that. And number five, mangoes were so popular in the 1960s and 1970s in communist China. I said in communist... Well, where'd the thing go? Oh, never mind. Take two. Mangoes were so popular in the 1960s and 1970s in communist China.
Hello.
Hi. That when a guy compared them to sweet potatoes, he was put on trial for malicious slander.
Yikes.
And then executed. Wow. That's like sweet potatoes. And those are your five random facts.
This has been today's edition of...
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Random facts.
Got any mangoes?
Not anymore.
Well, just don't compare them to sweet potatoes. It's the Mike Show. It's a Finally Friday edition. Darius joining us from your Lynchburg Community Market. How the heck are you, buddy?
I am fantastic. Mistletoe Market has been going absolutely great for these first 2 weeks. We truly appreciate all the support we get from our community, coming out and supporting all the small vendors we have. We've always been nervous with the air of construction vaguely around the market for this whole year. So a lot of the vendors were nervous going into Mistletoe Market. But judging by the hugs that I would get from random vendors, it let me know that they had a good day. So that can't be done without the support of all of you guys coming out and supporting our vendors in full force. That being said, we're ending the Mistletoe Market season strong. These final two dates, we have our carriage rides going on. So tomorrow and then on the 21st, last two Mistletoe Markets of the season, we will have carriage rides going on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Carriage rides are $5 a person. Any child that can fit in a lap is free. And they are first come, first serve. So if you get here early, you can go ahead and get in line. You can make sure you guarantee your spot for your carriage ride. So it's something magical that we always get questions about starting in August, honestly. Okay. So it'll be a big day that a lot of people have been waiting for, and we're always glad for carriage ride days.
It is really cool to see the carriages running around downtown. You get to check out downtown from a different perspective. We heard them. I don't know if they were doing a trial run or if there was a private event that was going on that rented a carriage last week. But we were hearing the clippity-clop outside of our window. And Tab went over to the window and she goes, "There's a horse and carriage out there." And I said, "I don't think that's for Mistletoe Market." It was a Sunday.
Yeah.
It must have been a private event.
Yeah. I know they do a bunch of stuff all over town. So it wouldn't surprise me if it was a private event or if they just had another organization they were working with. But yeah, that clippity clop is actually magical. You don't think it's like you hear all the Christmas songs and movies stuff talk about it. When you actually hear it, like, oh, that actually is kind of
cool. And she's looking at it and she goes, "I want a carriage ride." And I'm like, "Well, Mistletoe Market next week. We got it." The Lynchburg Community Market is physically located with Mistletoe Market on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. There is plenty, and I mean plenty, of free parking all around. Very easy to get to. A little bit of construction, but that should not deter you because you're going to park in the lot on the corner of Main and Commerce anyway. Then just walk up the block like normal.
And I see a lot of people doing that, and it makes me happy because it lets me know that people are either parking there or further downtown and starting their day downtown and either starting or finishing it at the market. Because like I said, we're talking about the construction. We were nervous about it, but every Saturday I'll go out to the tip of the awning and I just kind of look and see where a lot of the traffic is coming in. And a lot of people just understand that even if it is a little busy down at the market, there's plenty throughout all of downtown. We're one of the markets located in a downtown that is fortunate to have a parking lot to begin with.
So I
enjoy seeing that people are coming downtown and either starting or ending their day at the market. So
yeah, not just one parking lot, but two.
Yeah.
You've got two lots, plus there's plenty of parking all around there. You'll find it. And mark my words, and I've said this before, and there's nothing against Target or any of the big box stores, but on a Saturday right before Christmas, you will spend more time walking from your car in the parking lot at Target. You will walk further than you would, or you will spend more time circling trying to find that spot a little bit closer to the store than you would if you just come downtown, find a spot, plenty of on-street parking as well, find a spot, and just walk up to the market and make the day of it, make the morning of it.
And you'll pass a bunch of hidden gems and shops that maybe you didn't know about on your walk up. A lot of shops in the past few years have rotated and been revitalized downtown Lynchburg. Mm-hmm. So I work down here and I'm still finding new gems and restaurants and goodies, even being down here so often. So sometimes you find a nice little gem when you walk to your destination rather than parking directly at it.
Have you been to the men's clothing store that's downtown?
I have not. See, I'm still learning stuff.
Dude, this place, I needed something for the Academy's gala.
Yeah.
And I happened to walk past this place and I look in, I'm like, holy crap, I could just go here.
Yeah.
And I did. And they hooked me up and I got this really, really cool outfit for the Academy gala. And then I needed another one. A friend of ours was getting married. And he was doing an all black themed wedding. So nobody else could be, brightly colored or anything like that. So I needed something different because I didn't have. And I went there again and they hooked me up. And it was just so cool to see that we have all this stuff now downtown within walking distance.
For sure. Yeah, it is definitely bolstered up and had a lot more life added to it in the past few years. I remember as a kid coming downtown, there really wasn't much. We'd go to the Galleria, which had a collection of stores. But outside of that, as a kid, I just don't remember coming down a lot. But now you can actually make a full day eating, shopping, and exploring downtown. And I absolutely love that for not only my vendors, but downtown as a whole.
Yeah. And if you're down here in the evening, you've got the bright nights. All the lights on the Bluff Walk. They are stunning. It's free, by the way. Unlike if you go to the light exhibition in Roanoke or some other cities, you have to get tickets for that.
Yeah.
But this one has light installations that are so very much similar and really, really dazzling. And it's absolutely free on the Bluff Walk. So get down, start your day at Lynchburg Community Market Saturday, make a day of it. And then, it gets dark early anyway. So just grab your dinner and then take in the lights on the Bluff Walk. So, Darius, thank you so much. You guys are, again, physically located on the corner of Main and 12th Street in downtown Lynchburg. And where are you on the interwebs?
You can find us at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com, and then we're on both Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
All right. Darius, thank you so much. Really appreciate you guys coming on and appreciate everything that you guys are doing with Mistletoe Market. Get out and buy local, support local, Lynchburg Community Market.
Absolutely. Hope to see you there.
All right. Thanks, buddy. It is The Mike Show. Coming up, we are going to get so smart with Nerd News. It's this weekend. Science. Just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. That's all on the way. Stay tuned.
Christmas is coming to downtown Lynchburg. Join us at the Lynchburg Community Market for the best selection of local offerings, including handcrafted goods and holiday treats. Take a carriage ride down Main Street or stop and take your photo with Santa. A holiday event with something for the whole family to enjoy, taking place every Saturday from Thanksgiving to Christmas. We're located on the corner of 12th and Main Street, and you can find more information at LynchburgCommunityMarket.com or on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market. Happy holidays from Lynchburg Community Market.
Getting a Jersey Mike's sub top Mike's way with onion, lettuce, tomatoes, oregano, and the juice is the bee's knees. Actually, it's better than the bee's knees. I mean, what's the purpose of knees on bees? They don't crouch, they just buzz around. But Mike's way has a purpose, topping your sub the authentic Jersey way. It's the cat's pajamas. Wait, cats don't wear pajamas. Mike's way is better. Let's just leave it at that. Get your sub top Mike's way. Jersey Mike's, a sub above.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for Nerd News. It's this week in science. It's just science. Don't be afraid or be very afraid. Covering the most important news for your brain. Here's a rundown that you may have missed in dog news. Have you seen those videos of dogs pushing buttons to play audio clips and talk to their owners? Well, turns out they may be legit. A study found dogs are pressing the buttons purposefully to express their desires and needs, not just to irritate their owners. In Rick and Morty news, did Google accidentally prove that there's a multiverse? What? Yeah. And that our universe is just one of many. Their new quantum computing chip did a calculation in 5 minutes that would take a supercomputer 10 septillion years. That's 10 followed by 24 zeros. Okay. Their post about it said it exceeds known timescales in physics, shows that quantum computation might occur in many parallel universes and could be evidence we live in a multiverse. My brain is broken. Okay, so just know this, though. I am Mike Show Prime, okay? Just so everybody knows, I'm the original. I'm Mike Show Prime. In AI news, Google unveiled their new AI agent that can use apps and websites on its own. Oh, my. OpenAI released a new AI video generator called Sora, and Apple's new version of Siri has ChatGPT. In potty humor news, a 10-year-old study found Uranus has changed dramatically over the past decade. Of course it has.
Dope!
Yeah, it's...
in the buttocks. So.
It has gotten brighter, and dare I say pastier. in moving day news, a mathematician in South Korea...
Hello.
Hi. May have finally solved the moving sofa problem. It's about finding the largest possible sofa shape that could be moved around the corner of a hallway. Math nerds have been working on it since the 1960s. Ross would just tell you, pivot, pivot. And finally, in Hindenburg news, could traveling around in a massive hot air balloon make a comeback? They're better for the environment than airplanes, and using helium instead of hydrogen would make them safer. But they're a lot slower than airplanes. Several companies have plans in the works to offer them up as a new travel option, basically as flying cruise ships. We'll see how that goes. And oh, and helium news. Macy's is the second largest purchaser of helium in the United States, just second to the United States government. Okay, so now we're going to use helium to travel around in these giant balloons. There's going to be a big demand on helium. All right, coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. It's called Audio Vault. That's on the way. This portion of our broadcast. Don't use helium. Fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! Okie dokie, let's open it up. It's your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you'll like it. We wish you peaceful evenings during the holidays. By the way, this was made with real sounds from the dog next door.
Silent night, except for the neighbor's dog. All was calm, now it's not. Charges be filed. Can't they hear their dog barking so wild? All I want is some peace. Can they not control that beast?
Nope. They cannot. All right, here's some viral videos for you. TikTok is obsessed with a character named Tally the Elf. It's from Disney World's Christmas Parade. It's just a guy in an elf suit who's great at his job, which is walking around telling people if they're on Santa's naughty or nice list. Here he is doing it with adults.
What's your name?
Bob.
Naughty! Bob. I expected more, Bob. Get it together, Bob.
What's your name?
Ashley.
Ashley?
Yeah.
Naughty! Ashley! Ashley! We were rooting for you, Ashley.
Okay. There's a video trending of alligator hunters. I said alligator hunters. Catching one in the middle of the night when it suddenly clamps down on the guy's hand while his arm is still in the gator's mouth. He calmly tells his buddies not to wake his wife Katie with the news. One of the other guys advises to place a finger in the gator's butt.
Katie, it's okay.
Do not wake Katie up.
All right. You need to grab the bottom jaw. Somebody stick their finger in his butt.
Pull down, pull down.
Ah, such a beautiful animal. And the butt talks. So.
Yeah. Somehow the guy was fine. He only ended up with some minor flesh wounds. Let's see. A city in California is using mobile cameras and loudspeaker announcements to stop prostitution in some neighborhoods. Here's part of the announcement that plays over a speaker and the community talking about the issue.
You are entering an area known for prostitution and human trafficking.
They stay there for a long time, 20 minutes.
When I came to the city in April of this year, there was a substantial amount of foot traffic in those areas.
They walked into my community very often, around like midnight, and they play around on the barbecue, you know, like area. A lot of condoms on the ground. That's terrible.
It's like morning. These ladies are being dropped off. They are visible, and they are, you know, oftentimes, you know, hanging out here during the day.
Nice. Did somebody say barbecue? Anyway, we should have saved that for stupid criminals, by the way. We told you about that. We're going to save that. Ryan Reynolds suited up as Deadpool to ask for donations to the Hospital for Sick Children. Linda Carter pops in to the highly produced sleigh scene, but not as Wonder Woman. The joke is they can't make reference to or show her, by the way, as Wonder Woman.
Where to next?
Well, I thought we'd eliminate sick kids.
Oh, that's so...
No, we're eliminating the sickness by encouraging people to donate. But we're going to need some help because you and I are technically R-rated, and these are kids.
Did someone call for help?
Linda Carter! Aren't you a wonderful woman?
Okay, so what's the plan?
We're going to help eliminate sick kids by raising money for Sick Kids Hospital.
What do you need me to do?
You know, the thing, if you don't mind.
The thing.
Come on, lady, give us the sugar.
Yes. Stand back. Here I go.
It's happening. She's going to do it!
Who did this?
The DC lawyers, I knew it.
That's one dog and sweater.
Yeah.
Okay, at the end it says that if you donate before midnight, December 24th, Ryan and his wife, Blake, will match all donations up to $500,000. We wrap up Audio Vault with a comedian, and today is no exception. Now, to really bring home the spirit of the redneck holidays, here's Larry the Cable Guy.
Christmas is my favorite time of year. It goes too quick. But you know, at our house, we celebrate Christmas every day, and I'll tell you why. Two reasons. Number one, we love the Lord Jesus. He was born on Christmas Day. That's why we celebrate. And number two, my sister looks like Burl Ives. I don't eat good at Christmas, I'll tell you that much. I got a Fitbit on Christmas Eve. I put it on. It dialed 911. You know what killed me at Christmas last year, food-wise? The Kentucky Fried Chicken 12-day Advent calendar. Holy smokes, them five golden wings had me turtle-doving all the way to the bathroom. I guarantee you, I ain't kidding. I could have dropped my pants and dropped a partridge out of a pear tree right there. I guarantee. Every time I start getting a little too fat at Christmas, so my kids will buy me a Christmas gift to hint around that I'm too fat. You know what they got me last year? A Petri dish with flesh-eating bacteria. We ran our kids up to the Walmart last year to see the Christmas village up there. We wasn't there more than 10 minutes. Somebody was already running a meth lab out of the gingerbread house.
Oh, no. All right, that's your audio vault for today. Just reach over here and lovingly grab the handle, but firmly. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. It is the Mike Show. Coming up, we're going to get stupid with stupid criminals in dot news. Then we've got some good news for you. This portion of our broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions. And I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973, it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
This tooth is killing me, and I don't have dental insurance. On top of that, I'm working double shifts and still can't quite cover my bills. How am I going to pay for a dentist?
You should contact Free Clinic of Central Virginia. They provide free basic dental services for adults in their state-of-the-art clinic.
Isn't Free Clinic for people who are unemployed or don't have insurance?
Free Clinic provides care for the uninsured and underinsured. For instance, single individuals who make less than $36,451 a year or $62,150 for a family of three can qualify. Visit their website or call them today to find out if you qualify.
Visit freeclinicva.org or call 434-847-5866 to learn more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. Oh, we got two, three. Yeah, here we go. A man in southern Massachusetts tried to hide from the police on Tuesday night by jumping down someone's chimney. Officers showed up at his home with a warrant, so he and another guy tried to get away by hopping up on the roof. Click, click, click. The first guy jumped off onto a car and ran away, but 33-year-old Robert Langlius started roof hopping, saw the chimney, and decided it might be a good hiding spot. He got stuck halfway down.
No!
Had to be rescued. There's chest cam footage of an officer finding him in the chimney and saying that you're an idiot. Here, I have that.
You idiot!
Yeah. Here, listen to this.
Hey, he's on the roof! Get down here! Show your hands or I'm going to come up there and grab you.
A guy went roof. Down. Yeah, he went down the chimney.
You see the chimney?
You're an idiot.
Get up.
Show us your hand right
Show
now.
Show us your hand. Are you stuck?
C9. Rob.
Yeah.
You can breathe fine, all right?
Can you breathe fine?
All right. That one's his hip.
In again.
Okay. Right. Scoot straight up.
My leg.
Perfect.
My leg.
All right.
My leg.
There you go.
My leg, man.
You idiot!
Uh-huh. And then there's this. Deputies in Washington State have arrested a man and woman who were accused of stealing thousands of dollars in jewelry and then trying to escape on foot, by car, and then by rowboat. So they were caught before trying a flight or hopping a freight train. Anyway, it started on Tuesday morning, and police were called about a burglary from a shipping container. The thieves had stolen $11,000 worth of jewelry and were fleeing the area in an SUV. They crashed the SUV in a rollover accident. Then the two ran off before stealing a rowboat on a bay. They were using plywood and an oar to propel it. But it started taking on water. So they jumped in the water and swam to shore. The police were there to arrest them. Police haven't said if the stolen jewelry was recovered.
It was pretty crazy. It was cold out there, you know, the water. I mean, obviously they were desperate to get away. It was crazy. I mean, nothing like that happens around here. Wild morning on the bay.
Nobody was hurt during the attempted escape, by the way. And then, is there another story? We got that one. We had that one. We did that one. We did this one. But we didn't do this one. A New Mexico man was arrested after calling police, throwing rocks at them, and then begging to be arrested.
Do you need help with something? Why do you want to get arrested?
How did you end up getting arrested?
I have a subject out here throwing rocks at me saying that he wants to get arrested.
So why do you want to go to jail?
I just do. Wasted all of our time and resources, man, so you can get a fun experience.
That was the interaction between Curtis Vann and some of the officers. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. Firefighters in Cleveland rescued a woman's diamond ring after it fell in a sewer. It happened while she and her fiancé were taking their engagement photos. Here's the couple telling their story.
Corey had something on the back of his pants, so I went to wipe it off. And when I wiped it off, my ring flew off, and we just heard a ta-ting.
For us, we have a lot of sentimental value in the ring. A lot of different aspects of my family and her family are kind of forged in that. They swung into action and were just extremely helpful to us
and
in the whole
like
situation. Definitely gave us the assurance that we're going to get this thing out.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. We're hoping to send them something in the mail real soon, too. Maybe even an invitation.
There you go. That was the good news. Good news is brought to you by the United Way of Central Virginia.
Well, being on the board is an amazing experience because you get to find out a lot about the community and what the needs of the community are. United Way is in the business of changing lives.
43,669 of our neighbors cannot afford the basic costs of living. United Way programs were able to provide 99,500 meals to families.
I am the change.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit UnitedWayCV.org for more information. All right, here, let me look this up real quick, because today the United Way of Central Virginia is having an open house for the holidays. Here, let me pull up the graphic. Boom. There we go. Share screen. Click that. All right. Check it out today. I'm heading up there in just a few minutes. It is their holiday open house. Today from 10 to 1, so yeah, you still have time, at the United Way office. It's 1010 Miller Park Square, Lynchburg, and everybody is welcome, and Santa Claus is there, plus refreshments as well. So stop on by and say hi. United Way of Central Virginia, 1010 Miller Park Square in Lynchburg, and I will be there in probably about 10 minutes or so. Of course, if you're watching this, you know, on demand or listening to it on demand. Anyway, I'll be there. I'll be there probably till about noon or so. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back Monday.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
No, we're back Monday with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way. And if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
So this is it. This is the end. I hope you and your companion had a good time listening. And hey,
If things went really well, do me a favor and name the baby Ron.
Mike.
Ciao.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Who's going to do the dishes?